Hey, what's up, everybody?
Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Disclaimer.
Mo about nothing.
Damn,
show,
Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all.
Yeah, damn, Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all Terezi tonight, okay?
Oh, really?
I'm busting your chops, Mo. I'm sorry about you.
Now, let's start the show.
So there's no real reason to eat activated charcoal.
Well, but, you know. Yeah.
Or drink it. But that's, you know. That's good. Okay. That's on y'all. If you want to believe what these white people tell y'all.
Oh, I've read it. I've read it somewhere.
That's funny. So, like my grandma eats sour dirt.
Yeah.
Sour dirt.
Never had sour dirt before?
No, what's that?
Yeah, white dirt.
It grows on side of some hills in Alabama. It's like a sweet, soury taste, but it's dirt. You have to go pick it. It gives you supplement. Like women used to eat it back in the day because they were missing some kind of protein. It has minerals and stuff. When they were pregnant, they used to eat a lot of that.
Okay.
Yeah, sour dirt.
That's the reason why people do stuff. I just want you to realize the reason why you're doing that thing. Don't just out there drinking activated charcoal because
every day
a nigga told you to. Because somebody told you to drink hen.
Mm. Sour dirt for sale. Look at that. Southern practice.
Yep.
Sweet and sour dirt.
Is that what it looks like?
Mm-hmm. Is it grown on the side of the hill?
That's that dope.
That's sour. Probably just not. Yeah. Not dirt.
Is it grown on the side of the hill? And I have to go up there and dig it up for my grandma. Right there, boy. You see that right there. Right there. Get that right there. No, boy. I don't be getting it over there.
That white dirt. I know about that.
Over there.
What's that? Grandma's Georgia
Look
white.
Look at it. It's at Amazon. That shit some damn.
I bet you did.
Some gravel. Children and shit. Like, it won't break up. Teeth to be disintegrated.
Goddamn Flintstones.
Did you say your teeth have been disintegrated?
Be disintegrated if they're trying to chew rocks.
You know what I mean? Do you ever watch the Looney Tunes?
I used to hate seeing that. The little cartoon, they bite something. The teeth.
Shallow like glass.
The teeth break, and then they have that.
Oh, my God, this used to be rough.
The sound, and they would crack. Like.
Yeah.
That used to be so funny.
You know, you can't even see some of them things no more. Some of them Looney Tunes, but the old school cartoons.
Yeah, I don't know.
Races and shit.
Races and shit.
Like Tom and Jerry. Oh. Is You Ain't My Baby. Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm. The black lady?
Yeah, is you is or is you ain't my baby.
Like Dumbo's racist and shit? Yeah. Them nigga crows? I've seen the whole white thing.
My God, they had them little black women. They did have them black women on the, they would always show, like, their feet.
In the
bottom of their dresses.
Yeah,
they
them house rolls, them shoes.
And they would be talking like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd be like, oh my God. When you go back and watch that shit, that's crazy.
I can't believe I can remember this song.
How many times have you heard, Tom speak?
Oh, he speak a couple of times.
Yeah, I heard him talk a couple. And when
he be singing,
then
he be singing.
Look, he had a weird ass voice.
I gotta get always singing.
His voice is so weird.
Every time we have a date, but I love her.
I'm gonna ask her. You ain't my baby.
This is a black man.
Is you will or is you ain't my baby? The way you acting lately makes me down.
I bet you didn't even get paid for that either.
We're still my baby, baby.
Yeah. Armstrong?
My flame in your heart's done now.
That's what I feel like.
Talking Satchmo.
Yeah, that's a trip.
Yeah.
Why is he playing this?
I heard him talk a bunch of
times. A lot of the old Looney Tunes were racist.
Racist as hell.
Like, my favorite one, you know my favorite one was Wile E. Coyote.
You know, I really like him.
Falcorn Leghorn.
Falcorn Leghorn?
Yeah, he was funny. He was funny as shit.
I say, boy.
My favorite cartoon episode with Tom and Jerry was, and I don't know why, I thought I could actually do this. Do you remember the episode where they actually turned all the water on and then grabbed the thing out the refrigerator and stuck it out and froze the whole floor?
Yeah.
And just and skated ice skated.
Didn't they put something on their feet? Or was they just like slipping with their hands behind their back like that?
Like Thumper?
Yeah. I'm like, I would get my ass whooped doing that bullshit.
Be just sleep, nigga.
a mess. That shit crazy as hell.
Best cartoons.
I'm never gonna let my kids watch that.
No,
never. They can't. Like, there's a certain cartoons I want them to watch. Okay. Now, with that being said, I let my daughter watch Rick and Morty. If you ever seen that, that's the greatest cartoon ever made. All right.
Rick and Morty is the greatest cartoon ever made.
Ever made.
I can't get into it.
Okay. It is amazing. Mm-hmm. But, like, I've let my daughter watch it. She's 14. I mean, 15. She loves it, though, so. But I can't let it. It ain't racist. Okay?
Okay.
And they talk about science and stuff.
I learned a whole lot about through these racist cartoons, believe it or not.
These cartoons nowadays, you let these kids watch it, they think they could do anything.
Yes.
Now, you thought you could do shit with Looney Tunes. This shit, these cartoons, they get not cartoons, it's these shows now.
Yeah,
fucking shows. They be having people think they can build rockets and shit and flying out of space. My son over here trying to jump off shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what? You not about to fly, my nigga.
I've got video of my boy in his Spider-Man outfit. I swear to God, I thought he was going to kill himself.
Trying to hang upside down from the ceiling fans. I mean, just jumping off
shit. Like, he walk in and he hiding behind the door. You know how you climb the wall and you be like stuck on the wall real tight? You'd be standing there.
And I'm like, the corner.
He scared the shit out of me one time. He was up real high at an angle. And then when I turned around, he just jumped. And I went red. I had some on my head. I went red. I had to drop that shit.
So the problem wasn't he was Spider-Man. The problem is that he scared the shit out of me.
Right. That's what that he was the issue.
He like an assassin. I'm like, this boy going to kill me one day.
That was the issue.
I hear committing patricide.
I can't do it. I'm trying to look at this. This is the one. Is this how you got scared? Like he got scared.
Which one is that? Pull the mic.
I got some McDonald's.
Is that how you got scared? That one kind of kills me every time.
Every time I see that. Like, yeah.
Did you see this shit today? This shit about this kid in church.
No.
Watch this. So it said, the little boy asked his mama, do you have any games on your phone? His little asshole told me it's too loud in church.
Wait.
I got his shits back.
Was that today?
His mom will get hit.
Was that today?
Yeah, his mama smacked the shit out. It's on the shade room, y'all.
Oh, my God. I got to find it.
It's so loud. Oh, my God.
Do you have any games on your phone? He said.
Oh, my God.
I'll be quiet, he said.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That shit was everything.
Oh, shit.
My face.
I went to church when I was young like that. We ain't had no damn phone. Just lay on your mama's lap and go to sleep.
Or when you would be like 5 and 6 and 7 years old and you would try to go to sleep. I know my mom, at one point, my mom stopped letting me go to sleep. And she'd be like, yes, watch.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what the fuck am I listening to?
I used to be like, hey, mom, I'm just going to take this ass with me. Okay? I'm going to ride this sleep thing out. You're going to have to beat me. Okay?
I tell my dad all the time. I said, man, y'all, church is like the same episode on Netflix. You ain't watch the shit once.
Yeah.
How many times they going to tell the same stories over and over again? There's nothing changes.
All the black pastors know all the same Bible verses. Nothing changes. Psalms 100, John 3:16.
The same
story. The whole book of Genesis.
Same story.
That's it.
Same story. Same songs. I remember this. I haven't sung a Bible song in years, but I can probably pick up one right now. Just sing the whole, all of it from beginning to end.
I think I told my mom that church was a pyramid scheme. Pretty sure I took her ass with me that day, too. Like, if I think about it, I said a whole bunch of shit. I got kicked out of Bible study. No, it's not Bible study. I ain't been in church so long. What is it? When you go before church.
You go before church.
No, you go before the preacher start preaching. They break you up into groups, the age groups. That ain't Bible study. It's
like y'all finna go to war.
Sunday school. I got kicked out of my Sunday school class.
What?
You act like you only went once. His class.
Nah.
Every time.
I got kicked out one time, and I just stopped going to Sunday school.
Oh, shit.
You don't. You ever ask a black preacher or a black pastor why?
Yeah.
And then ask him why? And like the five whys, you keep asking him why?
Yeah.
Eventually he got no answers for you. And like, he gonna tell you, because God wants to. Well, that sounds dumb.
Exactly.
And
who is this God fellow?
Yeah, and I was kicked out of Sunday school.
Yeah, been some funny shit going on. So, last couple of weeks, all these album releases, did you listen to J. Cole?
No.
I did.
I listened to a little bit of J. Cole.
I
listened to nobody's album. It's overwhelming.
It is. I went in the gym and I go on that row machine. And I listened to the whole fucking album.
He talked about some real shit.
Yes.
He literally talked about like black fathers.
Yes. I told BT earlier, somebody said that if you don't have student loans, you wouldn't.
You won't understand. Like, you got to have a certain amount of student loans to understand J. Cole. Okay. Like, he talked about some real shit. He talked about like, like his mom. He talked about substance abuse, talking about how like. The like mental issues she was going through.
Yeah.
Like calling him at 1 o'clock in the morning. He trying to, you know, get his record done and he's pissed. But then he realized that he looking back on it, he's like, damn, I wish I did more. You know, just stuff like that. And I'm like,
oh, did she die?
No, she. So from what I've gathered from his albums, because I just went on the binge.
Yeah.
And what I put together was,
that's kind of good.
No, I've listened to all of them, but I just like, okay, I'm going to listen to everything from the jump. Just, I like to see the progression of the artist.
Yeah.
And he was just talking about how essentially, his stepdad got another chick pregnant, and his mother started drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She had to take. She took on a second job. She did a whole bunch of shit, and like all these issues just kind of wore down on her.
Yeah,
and and she just couldn't deal with it. So she would call him drunk or high, and you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning, and just vent to him.
Yeah,
you know, and like just stuff like that.
Yeah, that was I like that shit, man. When you hear shit like that, and then like the week before, what was it? Nicki put her little couple of songs out, and I'm like, don't even compare. I mean,
I think that's two different leagues. I think
it's music.
It's music, but I don't think you can put them in the same category. If you really thought about it, it's not. I don't think Nicki's music is meant for.
So I love Nicki first of all.
Okay, do you love Nicki or do you love Nicki?
I mean, you got to assume. Well, I'm not really sure. you didn't put enough emphasis. Do you like watch?
Do you love Nicki?
No, do you love Nicki or do you love Nicki? See, you see how I did
that? You got a certain octave that I can.
Yeah.
Like,
do you love?
You didn't work on your octaves.
Medecible.
Yeah. Because I was like, that's the same thing.
You an alto?
Right. She said the same two things. Like, I don't really know.
Soprano?
I am an alto. Thanks. He's a tenor or a baritone.
Yeah.
Well, y'all think alto's the second chill. Y'all ain't get no half parts.
Having kids is like having broke little best friends.
That shit is the truth.
It is.
My son just called me a minute ago. My son has called me 4 days in a row.
I'll be feeling bad if I say that out loud.
So, no, because
that's true.
He does not understand. And I love him to death. But my son, all my kids are just computer geniuses for some reason. That's to my detriment. Because they went about it. They got a computer now, another computer.
They don't lie.
And I sent you a picture of sound. This is our video card we need so we can play
Fortnite
on this computer. I said, does he not have a video card in it?
You can't put that onboard graphics card,
man. I said,
man,
who's going to put this in? Oh, we know how to do it there.
See, I got it.
I'm
better.
Like, where your older brother at? Let me talk to him. I'm like, no, I'm not finna. Look, no. First of all, I can't send no more money to your house until I pay your mama.
Right.
So a video card walk up in that bitch and she see her money not paid, then it's gonna be some problems.
Y'all not gonna be able to get no more shit.
See, exactly. So when I get that covered, then I'll send your video card.
See, I don't have the issues. My goal is
next day. Hey, daddy, you send that video card. Why did I tell you I'm gonna see you? I'll do it when I blah blah blah.
That is so true though. Having kids is like having broke little best friends. Yes. And then on top of that, when your kids get money. Like, they got rolls of money. You know, they save up or whatever. Yeah. You give them money for chores or some shit like that.
They don't want to spend it.
They don't want to spend it. Talking about, can I have this? Yeah, you can have it. You got your own money. Like, candy and shit. Like, little bitty shit. Like, stuff that might cost $1, 85 cents. They don't want to ever spend that money.
This boy won a $200 video card. Now, I don't know if you ever put a video card in a computer before. It is not easy.
It's not.
It may not be the right size. You might not have the right slots. You know what I'm saying? It might not have it might be not compatible
with
the.
Right.
So I'm taking a 12-year-old's word.
Oh.
I'm sure he could put it in though.
That he sent me the right video card.
You know these kids are like.
I get it.
You know they are amazing.
I don't have those issues. I have a daughter. And she's literally my best friend. Okay. Like, she's just turned 15. We talk about everything. Okay.
That's
like,
great.
She called me and was like, hey, so Cinco de Mayo's coming up. I need a sombrero. She's also half Mexican. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
She's like, I need a sombrero. Mm-hmm. Also, I need some water balloons and I need your, she was like, I need some advice on how to, like play tricks on her friend and stuff like that. And yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. Do this, this, this. She's like, all right, cool. I'll tell you how it goes. So I was like, all right, cool. Send pictures.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, okay,
that's
different. See, no, I don't have problems.
What do
okay?
you mean that's different? Yeah.
As long
different
as,
than what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's different than hey, daddy.
Yeah, I mean, nah. Like, nah, she's not. As long as, like then, like, as long as she don't call me no crazy stuff, I'm good. Okay, but we talk about it, like, I don't have a problem.
I'd rather get my crazy every day versus a bit crazy like daddy. Oh, no, we're going to do. I got a girlfriend and she,
Now, Maya do tax me though. Okay, she's like, hey, Dad, I got all A's. I want a ukulele. Real conversation she had. All A's. I want a ukulele. I'm like, a ukulele? Like,
a ukulele.
Four string guitar? Like, yep.
A ukulele.
And I'm like, God damn it.
For boys, it slowly progresses. They'll be like, they just want a card for the freaking Roblox $10 card. No problem. Yeah.
My son be talking about them damn rope. Mom, can I? Now what I have, because he was, buying stuff because he knows his Apple password on his iPad. Mm. So he was just buying stuff.
Oh, that's stupid.
Like, getting whatever, right?
I blame you.
Yeah. I did it first, but then I just put, like, parental controls on it. So now anytime he clicks something, it has to go through me to ask my permission.
What I did was.
Step one.
I have a. I've got
Listen, I wasn't too hip on it back when he first got it, okay?
I got one of them Google cards, and she'd be like, hey, Dad, I want this. I'm like, all right, I'm transferring money to your Google card. It'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay?
Give you opportunity to think about
right,
it.
Right, yeah. No, because it takes it 24 hours to get there, so I'm like, all right,
my son
I'm going to slide you a 20.
It goes immediately.
Mine just comes through there, so I can either say yes or no. He can't buy anything now. If I say yes, then it goes through. If I say no, it won't. He
wait
can't
till
buy
you figure
it.
Out your password, and then he's hitting yes.
Yeah. And luckily, porn is free, so.
Mm-hmm. He's not even looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going through his history.
Then he going to have future porn.
No.
Okay? He going to get to see titties in 6K.
Yeah.
Okay?
I know, right?
Right?
I know, right?
He's probably traumatized anyway. Because he was seeing too much. Because our breastfeed. So he came in. He was like, Mommy!
What is that?
The baby's eating from your boob!
Oh, goodness.
And I'd be like, he's eating.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That shit is so funny.
That's so rough.
Being ugly is so disheartening. You be having a good time, and then you get a glimpse of your reflection, and it kills your whole boob. That is so fucking mean.
That is worse. Who's that?
Hold on. Look, I'm like it. But
Jean-Luc,
you're not ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Just like mm-hmm. I'm at Starbucks studying, and a black man with that OG walk coming yelling, "Hey, y'all, let black people use the bathroom in this one."
Right.
But how about that though, man? Starbucks, man, they got my respect back. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, a lot of folks jumped. Folks who ain't never been to Starbucks don't know how to order shit.
Look, right, right.
Getting all
here's
upset. Y'all ain't finna fuck with Starbucks.
Here's the thing.
What?
Right.
What? What? They got your respect. What they do?
Okay, so like,
they apologize.
I'll let you
know. No. He did a lot. First of all. Everybody knows in Philly, two black men waiting on their third friend, just waiting for him to get there for
the white man.
Yeah. And so the employee called the cops and said that these two black men aren't ordering things. Can you come and get them out?
Right.
Cops came and they asked him to leave. Like, no, we're waiting on somebody. We're going to stay here. Cops arrest them while their friend shows up.
Right.
Okay.
And then he vouches for them.
And the white people are like, I've never been arrested for sitting at Starbucks before.
No, I've never been arrested for sitting. I used to sit at like college kids. Wi-Fi.
I was at Starbucks.
That's
for
all
eight
you gotta
hours,
say.
And I didn't buy shit.
Yeah.
Two word. Well, is Wi-Fi one word? Do you consider that one word? Free Wi-Fi. Okay.
Those two words, though.
Then you can put that together.
And so
I said two words.
Essentially, the
free Wi-Fi.
The owner of Starbucks, CEO of Starbucks, fired the guy. To close the stores one day. They're going to close them on the 29th to take everybody in sensitivity training. So, essentially, he's going to lose money.
Yes.
to fix the issue, and he's met with the people. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about Starbucks.
He's already got enough money, though. I don't think this is going to be a big hit.
But he has stockholders, though.
No, let me put it like this. He's doing an amazing job.
Yeah, yeah, no,
because nobody, stores do not close.
Yeah.
Where I work, all they care about is them sandwiches.
and here's the thing. Here's how I look at it. Like, I go to the Starbucks over here by Choa, okay, and these good law-abiding white people ain't never did nothing to me wrong. Matter of fact, my drink comes out quick.
They write your name on it with a little heart.
Right. I'll boycott the one in Philly, okay, but not this one.
Right. Because they do me right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, look, he's, the CEO's done well. Like, he's, you know, put four changes, you know what I'm saying? And it won't happen again.
Yeah. And I thought about it. I'm like, where I work at, they would do it. It's like a Chick-fil-A thing. Everybody goes to Chick-fil-A for one thing, the service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The service, mm-hmm. then the chicken. Because the service makes the chicken taste better.
Yeah, because
even the black people in the hood at Chick-fil-A, when they say, my pleasure, yeah. nigga. Like, oh, what?
Absolutely.
Then you go.
Even the black people that work at Chick-fil-A in the hood say you my pleasure.
And this is so funny because you go to McDonald's. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What you want?
What you want?
I guess my ice cream machine broke. Listen, so two things.
Ice cream machine broke from California to Florida. I can't.
Even when S. Truett Cathy, the CEO of Chick-fil-A who passed away, old white man, he was like 80, 80 something. Okay. He was probably racist. He's an old Southern white man. Okay, he's probably racist. Probably. All right,
and they probably stole that damn chicken recipe.
No, listen, but at the same time, he was super religious. Super religious guy.
Yeah, okay? Obviously.
Super religious. To the point where they don't even open their stores on Sundays.
Yeah.
So you can make 16% more profit just opening your stores on one extra day a week.
Right.
His employees, he tell them, don't do any work on Sunday. Okay. You ask this man, this old Southern white man, how he feel about homosexuality on
any day.
Right. And he tells you, I don't like gays. Now you mad?
Yeah.
Come on. You know exactly what you're going to say.
They was really mad.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is.
But it's not like they refused to serve them, though.
They didn't. And then on top of that, if you knew what this man was going to say. You just wanted to. I feel like this is the McDonald's Corporation just trying to plant somebody. Right. This is a while back. They were talking about boycotting Chick-fil-A. I'm like, hey, first of all.
But Chick-fil-A, didn't Chick-fil-A help out on, I think they helped out on.
Shooting
in Florida when the nightclub.
They did all that.
They also when the airport. When the airport went down,
they opened on Sunday.
Yeah, they opened on Sunday for free food.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't believe like gay people, but you know what? You're not gonna sacrifice my Chick-fil-A for it.
Yeah,
okay. Like,
you know like if it's a chain, okay. There was this one man, which is the owner, but he didn't pass. He said close on Sundays.
He didn't pass
all the beliefs down to every other single individual that works at Chick-fil-A.
To be honest with you, he probably had no power whatsoever in that organization. You know, after the first couple of years, you know, so I'm just look.
But that's the culture. He said it is a.
Well, you can't take it away after you give it back. First of all, they just can't say, okay, everybody, we're actually going to open on some Sundays. No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but it's a corporation that's based on Christian values, like real Christian values. They believe in certain things,
right?
To the point where, like, he don't open on Sundays, like
on Sabbath.
And what's mind boggling. Is they have Chick-fil-A's in the fucking stadium, at the Falcon Stadium, and they play only on Sunday.
But you can get them in the soccer games there. Like, you go to Atlanta United game on Saturdays, get your Chick-fil-A.
Because on Sunday, you're not getting any.
Yeah, I get pissed off sometimes, and I rarely have a...
And then you get pissed off because you know on Sundays is when you have the taste of Chick-fil-A.
But I don't even want to... I don't even want a chicken biscuit right now.
No. The best biscuits at Chick-fil-A, I'm telling you, are the sausage biscuits. The best sausage biscuits I've ever had in my life.
I'm not eating that.
Try it.
No.
Try
it's pork. No.
Okay. You run along with that old man, ain't you?
She a quarter Muslim.
Quarter Muslim.
Listen, I'm trying to like gradually decrease my beef intake. I stop with the pork.
I mean, no shit on my goddamn biscuit, though. I'm trying to educate the people out there. The best sausage biscuit out there has come from Chick-fil-A.
If you get
there early enough, like me one day, I walked in, they were standing around praying. I threw my finger up in there like I was walking to church late. Yeah.
Which is weird to me that they serve pork, but not beef.
Well, don't anybody buy the beef.
It's chicken. Like, the whole thing is based on a cow telling you to eat chicken. Okay, he's not like, also, fuck up that pork too, but don't mess with the beef, okay?
But you gotta, like, it's just weird to me that you don't,
we had
you
a,
don't
like beef. But we had, we had a vendor come in the other day.
Oh, that, look, how cute.
That had some contractors. He brought...
Kanye.
What about here? The family?
Look, how cute are they?
They got three now?
They have three now. Well, you know, she had a surrogate, so they just, you know, to the egg and sperm, yeah, she ain't put trying it to in mess some lady. No more.
I know what surrogates mean.
Yeah.
She's like, you had a surrogate. So the she man part,
the egg put it to the, and the go sperm to the women part. And fertilize, and then just put it. Says that unjustified police killings of black men make her furious and ashamed as a white woman.
Who cares?
Okay, because nothing happens. I'm tired of white people. I am. Like, white people just be like, I'm just furious about it. Okay, so what are you going to do about it, though? Like,
well, I mean, them kids, it didn't die down now. Because
we continue to still die. Like,
it didn't die down now, but them children giving them damn police havoc.
Yeah.
They was goddamn giving them guns children. And all that havoc, boy. It don't make no fucking
sense. I'm tired of these people with these.
You know what happened, though? Why they stopped?
Rocks,
this was fucked up. This was fucked up. So they were so pissed off about them guns and them kids, you know, getting killed with guns. They was marching everywhere, and then spring break came.
They tired themselves out. That's what happened.
They went to the beach.
Is that what happened for real in real life?
No, I'm just joking.
That's
what
I thought.
Shut up. Well, what happened to him? You don't hear him no more.
Huh?
What happened?
Does Black Lives Matter still march? Have they marched in a while since?
Yeah, they still march.
We marching like every.
What's the guy's name? I see
his thing. Like what my friend said, he was like,
march for our
lives. Especially when y'all's president got in office and like, and all these women marched, they was marching all the time. He was like, look, they're gonna tire themselves out. Okay, they've been marching for months now. He's like, black people know that you're gonna march for so long because at some point you're tired.
Yeah.
Okay, and they marching every day. And so that same thing. Wait, what?
What?
Titties? Is that Nick Cannon in them titties?
What are you talking
about?
That's Nick Cannon.
Wait, those look like breasts. Are those A cups?
What? Wait a minute.
Can you click that?
No, I'm absolutely not going to.
You click that on your own turn.
What? I'm just. They look like you can firm. Make,
you can use that later on tonight, but we ain't going to go click on that.
Y'all are just. Ooh, it's
and then
red.
The same shit happened at LA Fitness, too. The little guys tried to put him out.
Yeah.
At LA Fitness.
What is up? What is up with these people? What do y'all think that we gonna
Everybody
do?
Everybody should not be in charge. That's all I.
But what do y'all? I just really want to. What do y'all think we're gonna do? What do y'all think that we're gonna do?
Because
most of these people around here are these white people shooting up every motherfucking body with these hoods and shit on, and y'all want to sit here and get us? I don't understand.
A black man stopped that shit at Waffle House in Tennessee. He said, if you go kill me, it's not gonna be easy, motherfucker.
But it's not a shooting at Waffle House.
He took the gun.
America's treasure.
Look, hey,
Waffle
man.
House.
Hey,
one of my favorite videos. Them dancing. And what was that dance? They going back and forth.
You know, it's only in Atlanta. Yeah. Only in Atlanta.
Look, that was like
everybody in Waffle House gets on one accord.
You don't go to Waffle House start no shit.
Only in Waffle House can all the workers fall asleep and a customer go behind the counter and make their
and
own
cook.
Food,
yes.
And then come back to pay you the money for the sandwich that they had.
Yep.
When everybody's awake,
right?
Yeah, I just wanted to say
because we're all drunk. Let's be real, okay? The workers, the customers, we're all
especially
drunk
at 2 o'clock.
Okay, we just want to get some food so we can make it home.
Dude, if a nigga coming that's it. I heard a dude's story, man. I'm like, fuck, what would I fucking do?
Look,
what would I do? You hear him telling the story about what how he tackled the guy and all that kind of stuff.
He got came with an assault rifle. He said, his assault rifle. I'm not dying today. If he kills me, he's gonna have to work for this. You're not just about to shoot me up,
like,
and beat his ass, take his gun. He like got hands messed up. He's got like a couple like real serious wounds.
He's not a hero.
I
just need to know what he was going. He was just wanted to shoot people. That's what happened.
He was just going there and
white. The last shoot, I need to know how many of the shootings within this year of 2018 have been initiated by a white man.
All of them.
Two persons.
And yet, they are killing us. I'm tired of this. I mean, I'm only 31. So, I'm in 2018, I'm tired. Imagine. Okay, stop fucking lying. Imagine my grandmother.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Reloading or the gun jammed or whatever happened is when I ran through the swivel door. I hit him with the swivel door, and then the gun was kind of jammed up and it was pushed down, so we were scuffling, and I managed to get him with one hand on the gun, and then I grabbed it from him and I threw it over the countertop. I'm just a regular person. And I think anybody could have did what I did if they're just pushed in that kind of cage. And you have to either react or you're gonna, you know, fold. And I chose to react because I didn't see any other way of me, you know, living. And that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to live.
He shows.
Yeah. Shut up, white man.
we don't need white eyewitness guys. Look at
we heard
man
the story,
goddammit.
We heard the story.
Look.
Yeah, look at the man behind him. Let him get on the mic. This should be an all black affair, goddammit. Like an all black party.
Look,
this is how the news be doing look. Black people. He said, this dude said, yeah, I was stopping the bit. Okay, back to you. Back to you, Beth.
You start making too much sense as a black man. Oh, we got to cut.
And they hate when somebody talk like he talk. They want somebody to be like, what's the old girl name?
Candace.
Said?
Like, who?
What was it, the one who said, I ain't talking about the old boy Thompson, hide your kids.
Because they killing everybody up in here.
Yeah.
Or the one she tired, she got bronchitis.
Oh, no. Oh my God, it's a far.
I'm tired, sweet. I got bronchitis.
Was it a sweet brown?
Yes, sweet brown.
I got it. Oh my God, it's a fart.
I was going to give me a cold pop.
Cold pop. Not black eye witness, man. You
oh
can't...
my God, black eye
witness. Her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus.
I ran for my life.
And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis.
Ain't nobody got time for it.
Every time
how
out of all the people
they've managed to get this woman,
and like I feel like there's a person in the studio, the only job is to find the worst person to talk to, aka yeah, black eyewitness man.
Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon. You heard screaming.
Heard screaming. I meet my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts trying to get out of her house. So I go on the porch. I go on the porch and she says, help me get out. I've been in here a long time. So, you know, I figured it's a domestic violence dispute. So I open the door and we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much.
He gives so many details that don't matter.
Your hand. So we kick the bottom. And she comes out with the little girl and she says, call 911. My name was Amanda Berry.
Now, did you know who that was when she said that?
When she told me, it didn't register until I got the call in 911. And then I'm like, I'm calling the 911 for Amanda Berry? I thought this girl was dead. You know what I mean? And she got on the phone and she said, yes, this is me. And the
yes,
detective,
this is me.
Cook, right here. Detective Gregory Cook says, Charles, do you know who you rescued? I said,
when did you see it? When did you see it?
Pause that. Every black person, no matter what you're doing, when you hear that sound, your heart rate goes up. You stop what the fuck you're doing, God. And you look
it
in the imaginary rearview mirror.
That is so crazy. And we never looked this
He's done.
We all got PTSD. Oh, I feel God. Like that's like,
even if you haven't done anything, you hear that and you're like, oh God, I'm going to jail.
I feel like that's been passed down from generations. Yeah. Like the sound of some siren, something. Yep. It's ingrained. I think it's kids, even as kids.
Oh no!
This
oh.
is the funny
oh,
shit.
Oh, time out! Time out! Time out! The leprechaun in fucking Mobile.
Nick,
I remember watching this news story. Okay, and I was like, what the fuck did I just watch? In Crichton Projects in Mobile?
Come on.
You saw this one.
St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun.
Crichton Projects in Mobile.
A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Oh, God.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looks like a leprechaun to me. All I gotta do is look up in a tree. Who else in the leprechaun say hey?
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears.
Oh, okay.
This sandwich resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow.
He making all good sense.
The other limb.
Wait, stop. He was making good sense. They're like, oh God, no. Listen, it could be a crackhead. Listen, he's like, it's a shadow from the other limb.
Wait, I told you how they cut people off. Rewind it. Because they're going to cut people off in the middle of a sentence. Watch.
The image.
Listen. My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
The whole to the wrong stuff.
And it told me to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. Yeah, still on there, guy. Don't be afraid.
This guy helping to direct traffic.
They didn't give his name, this guy.
No. Listen. Says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather.
It's a PVC pipe.
I'm just trying to help out.
Others just came to get lucky and hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson.
They actually got a rap. I just want to know where the gold at.
They make up a rap to all of them. They made a rap to they hiding your kids, snatching your kids.
This is before that. This is I saw this on the news and I was like, what the fuck did I just watch? And then they put it on the internet. I was like, you could buy a shirt with the sketch on it.
That shit is funny as shit.
My face hurts.
Yo, people. Hey, look. Yo, people suffer from a lack of knowledge. Okay? Look. It's...
Oh, shit. I think I'm going to put on some ready.
See, this is the worst. This is the worst that we're capable of right here. Leprechaun.
Mm-mm. No, it's not.
It gets worse. But see, I know it does get worse. But
no,
I'm just
it's
saying.
So bad.
Y'all get us arrested for videos like that. That's why. Y'all right. Want us arrested
that's
for
why
that.
That's why folks scared, you know, when you walk in the goddamn Starbucks. They're going to talk about some leprechauns.
Some leprechauns and shit. Tired of this shit.
Lord have mercy. Oh, Kanye coming out with new albums. Albums dropping.
Oh, my God.
Listen. If he comes up with a new album, it needs to be more like College Dropout and less like Jesus.
Stop. Go. You keep passing it up.
Right here?
No. You keep passing it up.
Oh. What the fuck?
That little boy looks just like Vince. What's that tape bar? Have you seen Vince, husband?
Yeah, I'm not too hip on the Tamar action.
You don't know who Vince is?
And I barely know who Tamar is.
Okay, keep that picture. Keep that picture.
Like every little kid I've ever seen.
Yeah. Between the ages of damn 6 and 9.
Every little black kid.
Before they, in their ugly face. Yeah.
Oh, look, hey, that picture right there shows that you got to shoot your shot. Okay, because he's not the best looking dude.
But he got that guap.
I mean, that's fine. Who y'all shoot the shot?
Yeah, Muncie.
That's fine.
Where you get money from?
Who's all them titties?
That's Coco. I don't know. Understand why that she be trying to look. She doing that damn bra.
Decided to try the pull up bikini by the Perfect Sculpt. Watch this.
By Perfect Sculpt. By.
Don't bleep.
Pads alive. By.
Woo! Tie these suckers up. Uh huh.
Now move.
Tie these suckers up. Uh-huh. And they're ready for action.
Ice tea.
I could seriously take an aerobics class and they wouldn't move. Pow.
Ice tea one?
Yeah. Oh.
Those are fake, but her ass is real. Interesting, huh?
It's your cousin. Hanging up all thousands of 911 calls.
Oh, that shit crazy shit, man.
She got fair time.
That shit is crazy shit.
Hanging I'm like, jail time.
You didn't hear about that?
For hanging up on 1,000 911 callers. Mm-hmm. She was, why?
Just
What's she hanging up for? She
didn't want work. Haven't you gone to work and just let your phone ring like I do every? I mean,
not a 911 operator.
Not when it's your job,
right?
No, that was my job. Nah, but shit.
Yeah, I let my phone ring all the time.
Because like, I know it's going to be on the other end. Somebody who read my fucking LinkedIn.
I don't have. My job is not that important, is that?
I have the same speech. I'm not a decision maker. So you still want to talk?
No. I'm not
going to. Hey, I'm Douglas. I was talking to the CEO, Mr. So and so.
I'm not able to make any decisions. So.
You know, can you give me their email address? I'm like, well, if you knew them, they'd give it to you.
Hold on a minute. Let me page them. Paging Pee Wee Herman.
I'm not able.
No, fuck that.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel sorry for them because, hey, that's their job and they got to get sales and all that kind of shit, but not today.
Is that Nasir?
Who?
Nas.
So let me ask you, you got a daughter. These damn prom dresses. I actually got a couple of them I had, I was going to wait. Do Thursday.
What are you asking
as
me?
Man.
Okay, what are you asking
Have
me?
You seen some of these proms?
Yes.
Okay.
Look,
your take on these prom dresses?
Me and my daughter have an understanding. Okay.
What's the understanding?
I am crazy, and I will come to your school. Okay. That is the underlying reason for why she does not do dumb shit, because I will come to your school and act a goddamn donkey. Okay. That's it. Like, and I have a conversation with her before school starts every year. Okay. I love you. You're going to do great. I'll come to your school and act a goddamn donkey if you do some crazy shit. Okay? Also, you're not going to prom until you're a junior. All right? You're not about to go to prom with no senior if you're in the ninth grade. Okay? You ain't going, you know, junior in the ninth grade. When you're a junior, you can go. Okay? Also, you're not wearing no crazy dress like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I saw some of these dresses, man.
Got your ass out?
Oh,
man.
No, it was one of them was goddamn, wouldn't even know ass out. It was just the straight craziness.
Yeah. Look, man. I don't know. This, like, these people doing this don't have fathers. Okay. Because your dad's not going to just come out the house like that. Your dad. If you don't take your ass in there, change them goddamn clothes.
What you think, Mo? Would you let your daughter wear like a damn?
You know what? I don't know, because me as a parent now versus when I went to prom. When I went to prom, I wanted this dress so bad that was like. Just this and that, like my whole back and sides were out.
But you're saying, but breasts. You were a child who didn't know no goddamn better, okay?
But my mom and grandma said yes.
What'd your dad say? Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
And you wore it?
Yeah. I can show you.
That's how you got them kids.
Oh my God. Stop saying that.
In them prom dresses.
I didn't have my first son until I was 23.
You wore that dress a long time.
Right.
You wore that dress every weekend.
Every weekend.
We're going to have a discussion. I'm tired of, like, I need to know why every time a woman does something remotely, like, not sexy, but just, you know, I want to wear little shorts. And then she has kids or something like that. What if she doesn't have kids? Then what? You can't say, you know, she's getting digged down, but she don't have no kids. So
I'm talking about you.
Okay, but that's not how I got kids.
So, I know it's not how you got kids, but it sounds good. Okay.
Well, this is entertainment. We weren't being too literal here.
Right. She's like, fuck you, dog. What the fuck you talk about? Bro, they had this conversation before. You know, I was twerking. He was like, that's how you get them kids. It's not.
Also, I poked you in your flesh and knee. Was like, that's how you got them kids. Okay? I said a whole lot of crazy shit.
Well, yeah, because about 3 out of 5 of y'all was like, oh my God, that is kind of sexy.
I was like,
right. I said, ooh. What?
So soft.
That was entertainment too.
Was it?
I got another question. Because you just had a baby, didn't you? Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This right here, I don't understand this. Is it now the thing that everybody got to have a maternity shoot? Like, they have to have,
I guess,
like,
so. Just like everybody's having these gender reveal parties. I don't know. I didn't have that.
You say everybody, but see, here's the thing.
Well, I guess not everybody. It's a lot.
Ratchet people just got the internet. Okay, they have the internet too, guys. All right? And they're going to bring their ratchetness.
And it's like everybody's having a competition about who wants to look the best pregnant. I don't want to see them damn ankles. I mean, I can't see them anyway. I don't want to say that because I've been pregnant.
But look at this. Photoshop lions.
Why do I need two lions looking at each other this picture?
Like, man, that's dangerous. That do you know what a lion sees that belly when he's going first? He's going to bite that belly.
That's a fake lion.
I know. I'm just saying. If it was true.
What he's trying to say is they're setting expectations.
Okay, that's cute.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it?
I mean, I wouldn't do it.
I'm not
but
opposed
I think it's cute.
To that one. Okay. I don't know. I think.
I don't understand why.
I think it's cute.
I don't understand it either.
I wouldn't do but it, not, but I think
I'm not,
it's cute.
I mean.
Is it like she's for 7.5 months she have felt ugly and now she got to feel pretty?
I mean, she got them big old titties. I mean,
that's she's pregnant.
I mean,
she might. They might. They look like they were. A
they were good size.
Before.
They were.
They don't get that
they were
much.
A little higher.
I don't know, man.
No, they might not have been.
I don't know this woman.
That's right. Exactly.
Look, that's how
exactly.
she got them kids.
Oh my god.
What is this? I mean.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just curious when did it start?
And I didn't have
is this the
I didn't
now?
And the thing is that I didn't have a maternity shoot with either one of my children.
I already told you.
Now he drug his ass out there. He didn't want to be there.
Yeah, he looked like.
Cuz I don't understand how they dressed up like that and he just got on a black t-shirt
because pants. He didn't want to be there.
He didn't want to be there. He just showed up
with his black Timberland.
Murray, I was saying with him.
I didn't even know they were.
Devontae, you going to take these pictures?
And he was like, fuck.
God damn it.
Fuck, I ain't even get no hair cut.
Right, because that hairline is
I mean,
bad.
I didn't even get my hair put on.
He didn't. Because that for it.
Look at, I mean, look at this. She's going to drown out there.
Black swan.
How did she stay in the water?
Jesus, nigga. Jesus. What is
okay.
it? Oh, okay. That's right. A lot.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Open up your third chakra.
She could.
That's how she got them kids.
Exactly. Look at all.
Opening
I mean,
up
at
her
this.
Third chakra.
This is like that movie with J Lo on it.
Yep. The Cell.
The Cell. Yep. what that dude say when he saw?
What's that say?
Fresh Prince of them thighs. I don't know.
Fresh Prince of them.
I don't get.
King's
it.
Coming.
King's mom.
Everybody King, naming 18? Their child King these days.
King's mom 18, but they said. King, if you name your child King, something going on.
I don't think people understand how kings and queens work, by
I
the way.
Don't either.
How many kings?
Right.
Name them King something else, and, you know.
King Cairo.
King Pharaoh?
Pharaoh.
Cairo.
Cairo.
Cairo. Oh.
Okay.
I'm tired of the king. I'm tired of the name King.
Did y'all see this shit here, too?
I can't read it.
So it says, IG, this is what happens when you finally fed up and leave a nigga alone. For good, he do shit like this to you. Stole my tires. Then he snapped back. Yeah, I took the tires off her car. Have her shit sitting on the cinder blocks. And, you know, and she wanted to get petty, so did I. She trying to play the victim like that car ain't in my name. And meanwhile, she's the one that played me. Not playing with you females, summer 2018.
Okay, all right.
First of all, I wanted to be a better car than them Pontiac Grand Prix.
Yeah, I mean, it's his car.
I mean, it's in his name.
Yeah.
And if he paid for them tires.
No. Sometimes, and I'm not condoning
tires,
this behavior
tires
anyway.
Tires cost a grip.
I'm not condoning this behavior. He also got about, she got about rims too. But I'm not condoning this behavior. But you can't do petty shit to people. And they, like, I know people who throw bricks through the niggas' cars.
Yeah.
I'm like, he know where you live. You know what I'm saying?
He know
you did
like
it.
Karmic energy
surrounding
that.
So if he came and he threw it, because he can go get his homeboys to redo his car.
Yeah.
Okay? You get your shit busted up and you're going to lose your mind.
Yeah. The other crazy thing, what there was a story with the guy called a felony because he cut her tires and the tires were like $500 a piece of some shit.
Probably.
So he got a felony, but then they still going together. He said next time he parked behind her and just flattened his tires so she can go nowhere.
you gotta build a better mousetrap.
I'm like, well, damn.
I mean.
She can leave the house.
She can leave the house.
Look, if we had to, we cut each other tires part of the relationship, it's already too late. We're done. We're not going to make it. Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, but we deleted it.
Yeah, I came here talking reckless, and y'all like, "What?" Oh,
that's what happened. You can't do that online. We got Brian be playing them tricks.
Look, that's like
the best cuts. Look, that's like when folks ain't know they're talking.
That's like when Chris had me on speakerphone. Look, I'm not the type of person you should ever put on speakerphone ever. Yeah. I'll say the worst shit. Mm-hmm. I told my my ex now hug that you should never put me on speakerphone. Never, because I'll say crazy shit. And if I think I'm on speakerphone,
I'm going to say crazier
shit. I'll say crazier shit. Okay? I don't care who around. You know.
Let it fly.
Just.
Like what?
Just say crazy shit.
Like.
Just whatever. It depends on what I feel like.
I guess.
You know.
All the shit you've been wondering about?
I don't know. I ain't been wondering about shit.
You still what?
Huh?
You say you still something?
No, I forgot. I forgot. Did your wife take maternity pictures? Your ex-wife?
No.
For none? Y'all have three.
Here's the other fucked up thing. And I caught this, too, when I was
The first baby gets all the pictures.
Yeah.
All the, I got so many pictures of my firstborn. Second, kind of weaned off a little bit. My youngest, I ask her all the time, did y'all take pictures yet? Y'all take pictures yet? They probably got a whole bunch of pictures. She won't send me none. I got to take pictures when I get them.
Well, I'm going to tell you that, yeah, the first child, my mom has a shrine on yes. each wall.
Of like, every all the kids. Of the first kid.
My son, like that. Now I have my second kid. These pictures are just...
dripping up.
They just creep up whenever I get them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's so horrible. I mean, I have so That's many the, in my it's phone. It's the first one. I have so many in my phone, but it's just like I don't take the initiative to do all I did for.
That's just like why would you do a baby shower on the second one? Just and people do that.
I didn't really. Yeah, they do. I mean, let's just say if I had a boy and then I had a girl,
yeah,
I would have that.
I get that.
But I didn't have a baby shower. I mean, and then I can say that, but also somebody maybe like my situation that had children 7 years apart.
Yeah.
Might do a baby shower for that. Yeah.
All them clothes gone. My son wore the same clothes, same shoes. Because my oldest boy, he flew through shoes.
It was just
like, I remember we bought him, you know those skates used to be in the shoes?
Yeah, Heelys.
The Heelys.
Yeah.
He wore them Heelys one time. I swear to God, the next week, his foot could not get in them damn things. All right? Can have a brother one
day. Yeah, my son, same thing. Same. Like, went from a size 11 to a 2. And when now he's in a fucking 3.5. I don't understand. Like, it's literally a year. Like, he's big now. He's almost to my shoulder. Oh, y'all. Okay. He asked me looking like, what about Beyonce and this Coachella? Did you watch it?
First of all, we've already had. No, I did not.
Oh, well, if you already had that conversation, I didn't.
No.
I haven't been here.
No, I haven't had that conversation. I was going to tell you about Beyonce and men.
What about Beyonce and men?
I don't have any reason to be at her concerts.
I don't understand why men, why some of y'all may keep saying that. And there's really been some straight men that love Beyonce.
Let me tell you a story.
Here's the thing.
Music.
Here's the thing.
Maybe
here's
not
thing.
You.
Okay, so.
Not you.
Listen, time out. I fucks with the Lemonade album, okay?
Ooh,
as a creative piece of work.
Yes, I will listen.
No. Like, I'm not a huge Beyonce fan. Like, she puts stuff out, okay, cool. It's Beyonce. I understand why people like her, but, you know, she's not appealing to me, okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm not in her demographic. But her music is good. I understand what she did.
Yes.
And even with her, that whole video she did,
uh-huh.
The progression of it. Like, as an artistic work, the movie to Lemonade.
Yeah.
As an artistic piece of work.
Yeah.
It was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, just the progression of, like, she went through the stages of being hurt.
Yeah.
She went through all the stuff.
Right.
And that was great. Even her album was really good. Okay? I was like, oh, it's a really good album. But I'm not like, oh, my God, it's fucking Beyonce. I mean, she cool. I'm not
going to
be like.
That's great. But did you, I'm guessing you didn't watch, like, not even just the work. I'm talking about the amount of detail that she puts into a show.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't even watch the show just to be like, why would I go to the concert? It's fucking dope. Like, I don't do concerts.
You talking about like the Coachella thing?
Did you watch that?
Yes. I saw all the imagery. I mean, it was good. No, it was really good. Like, don't get me wrong. She's on top of her shit. She's.
Ain't nobody doing that. And I would watch it just because she was the first black woman to headline it anyway.
She's at a level where, like, she ain't got no peers in the music game. You know what I'm saying? She does what the fuck she want. Even though her shirt, she had Nefertiti. She had, like, four different things on her shirt. Nefertiti, the Queen Bee.
Because the theme was HBCU.
Yeah. And so, like, she did all the shit. I'm proud of her. I think she does well. I'm not her target demographic. I'm not, like, you won't really catch me bumping the Beyonce album because, you know, like, Drunk in Love ain't really.
You don't have to listen to Drunk in Love.
No, I'm just saying, like, no, but I'll listen to Lemonade because I like the song. I like what she.
I will not turn a Beyonce song off, but at the same time, I'm not going to request one.
Yeah.
Because I'm not in her demographic, just like Doug said. Okay. And I'm not trying.
We're not saying that she's not good. I think
will
she's
tap
great.
My foot. I will sing.
You will tap your foot.
Lightly. But I'm not going to get up and be doing the whole routine and know her whole dance routine like a lot of these people do. Like, people already know the routine.
There's people who knew it 30 minutes after they did it and put them on YouTube.
I'm like, what is this?
I'm like, I can't relate to that just on a molecular level. I can't relate to that.
I'm not doing that either.
I can't relate to that on nobody.
I just really wanted to know what y'all thought about the performance. Just went.
I think it was good.
I saw snippets of it. I saw the band and I like that theme of a band playing behind and all of that. I get that. That's cool.
It was an HBCU theme.
Yeah. It was cool. But
like a whole drum line.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry.
And they learned that within a week.
Most bands learn songs within a week.
Yeah.
Used to be in
that's, that's just how it is with the band. Okay, they give you some sheet music.
Let's go.
Like, you got to play this shit.
And that was going to feel
the whole thing you learned in a week?
Yes. You have to learn a whole new show in a week. Yeah. Because next week is another game. And you got another show.
Did y'all do a show that big, though?
That wasn't. They stood in one place. Yeah. We talking about they on the field making all
kinds. Y'all walking the formation?
Yes, we have. Have you not seen marching
bands? Do you understand how marching bands work?
That's what I'm looking at. Not high school marching bands. Yes.
I wish you could see my face.
Yes, high school marching bands.
High school marching bands.
Or colleges, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I can respect colleges, but not no high school.
My high school
bands.
Was the shit. Phillips High School.
Okay.
I mean,
class of 2017.
2073. 1917. 1917.
Right. he's dyslexic. He mixes some of them numbers up.
But no, you have to learn. Musicians learn music. It's not a hard, difficult thing. It's not.
Okay, stop trying to downplay what this was.
No, I like Beyonce doing her thing. I'm a fan of Jay-Z's wife. Mm-hmm. It's you know what it is. It's like your homeboys when they chicks. You can't really root for their chicks. You got to be like, I like Jay-Z's wife. Jay-Z's wife, okay. I like her. She got some good music. You can't honestly, man. I love Beyonce. No, that's across the line.
Yeah,
she
all right. I want nigga Jay-Z. Coming to my house.
Okay.
Okay, because he's got to shoot it.
All right.
And I need him to put out another good album. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You're not going to do me like you did.
I need him to retire.
Why?
Why?
Blasphemy.
How many times?
Hey, you need to shut the fuck up right now. Okay. Look. Because if he go, okay, then. But we got these niggas, little Yachty, and little Snoopy face them niggas.
They all look like the devils. Hey,
Jay-Z, if you listen to this, we need at least 7 more albums, dog. Okay?
Yeah, I do what I want.
Gucci gang.
You have to have
these
Down
rainbow
syndrome.
These rainbow hair colored ass hair niggas.
They got the game fucked
you
up.
Said I need you gotta have Down syndrome.
Yeah,
I
need some of these OGs to keep making albums,
you
man.
Said you gotta have Down syndrome to listen to something.
You do. Like, I was like, what the fuck is this? I'm listening to.
What's the dude with the rainbow teeth? 6'9". Listen to some of his songs of the day because I ain't no shit. I'm not gonna lie, I will bump some of them at them songs.
Some of them are
some
dope.
Some of them,
you can't listen to the lyrics.
What you're doing is listening to the beat. It's not.
No, he's crazy as shit. Don't get me wrong.
Did you watch? I watched the interview with him on the Breakfast Club. I was like, this nigga is annoying as shit.
Yeah.
He was like, what's his name? 6'9".
He said so, he was on Worship Call the other day. Told him some new girls. Girls just think I'd be talking. They my girl, and they're not really my girl. And then they got a bitch. Got them taking videos of him in the bed and shit. I'm like, yeah, because girls, they're not really my friends. And I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
He has a daughter. What is he talking about?
Look, man. Hey, they getting that game off.
Like, I just don't understand. This nigga's, he was like, yeah, you know, like, I'm the hottest one in New York right now. Okay. I can't deal.
We can lose in too many of the greats, okay? Yeah. We lost David Bowie. Then we lost Prince. Yeah.
Well,
okay?
You know, you got to let people,
Jay-Z dies.
They had their time.
Nah.
You let these
fuck that.
Through.
No, you
everybody
don't. No, you don't. You stop them.
Take Prince place, Avant.
Nobody.
Yeah. Hey, look. Listen. We lose.
Miguel.
Listen. Stop.
Miguel.
Hey, listen. But we losing niggas that ain't no substitute for. Okay.
Miguel's dope, but I'm not gonna say he's better than Prince.
He's not.
Miguel's not gonna pick up a guitar while I'm around.
Look.
And then he can go tour the guitar.
Miguel is dope. He's better than a lot of these artists.
No, listen. I like Miguel. Like, I rock with Miguel. Like,
but this is what I'm saying. He's got this shit called Girls. You don't have to give whatever artist that they gonna give you.
No.
Prince is gone.
We can rock out to the Purple Rain album forever.
Yeah, forever.
Okay, I never listen to Lil Yachty.
Not here anymore. So what I'm saying is that Miguel,
you're a millennial.
I'm not saying that Miguel is going to substitute, but Miguel is for what it is right now, what this culture is right now.
Fuck this culture.
Miguel is like, for R&B, Miguel's kind of good.
He's the only one doing it.
Is he the only one doing it still?
He's not the only one doing it.
He's not the only one doing
it.
He's probably the only one that makes sense.
Think about with
the good artistry.
Who's another R&B artist that's really... That's
who
really
are we thinking about?
No, right now.
Chris is pop.
Right now. R&B
Chris
artist
Brown
who's
like
literally singing to people.
Chris Brown's the shit, though.
I'm talking about somebody who's singing. Who's literally singing to
chicks. Chris Brown is like rapping.
Okay.
this dude released this song the other day. Nothing compares to you.
Nothing compares to
just,
you.
If you just listen to
who sung that? Sinead O'Connor.
He wrote it.
I know he wrote it.
And he released his version. Oh, we niggas now. Okay.
You say you released his version what? Like 2 days ago?
He released it. They just released it a little while ago, like last week.
Really?
His version. Him singing it. Yes.
Why?
I don't know why. Because it was. I guess it was. Let's read.
He wrote a lot of people's shit.
Yeah,
but
he
I'm confused.
Did.
I feel like I've heard this.
You
before
have, but not from him.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard it before from him.
No,
I think my mom had it.
No,
I don't.
It's unreleased.
It's unreleased. He gave it to her.
It's been 7 hours and 13 days.
What pisses me off is that he gave it to her.
He wrote for everybody.
But of all people, he thought she could sing it the best.
They asked for a song. He gave. He produced it.
Yeah, he did so much.
That's like Neo. Neo wrote everybody's shit.
Neo is not that great of a singer.
But he's a great songwriter.
Yeah, but wrote, this nigga is a...
Matter of fact, Neo wrote a...
Legend.
A huge amount of Beyonce shit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Neo's a good writer.
Yeah.
A lot of people are good writers.
Yeah, them lyrics, though.
That you didn't think that... Somebody else was a good writer, I was about to say, but obviously they weren't that important.
But
I forgot.
You can't think of anybody else who's singing to women like Miguel is right now. Okay? Listen, Miguel has a song called... There was the girl with the tattoo interlude. Might be one of the best
girl
things.
With the tattoo.
Might be one of the best like shits out there. And then what's Party the, Next Door has a remix to it. Have you heard that?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like a...
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you don't know, you don't know. Okay. I start off,
that's on my
playlist. Uh-oh. And I put quote it.
Oh, I heard this.
And then Party Next Door has a remix to this.
Why he makes
it?
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Your face makes it easy to trust you if they only knew.
I like Prince better.
He's not
Prince. I know.
He's not a
We're not.
Maybe I should have said like the dude from Drew Hill and stuff.
No.
Cisco?
He's further back.
Versus Prince.
Nope.
Doing what you're doing.
I'm thinking about
Party Next Door.
I'm waiting for it to kick in.
Go to Party Next Door. Yeah. Escape from a Break from Toronto.
Party Next Door girl with a tattoo.
Nope.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
It's called Break from Toronto, but y'all niggas don't know shit.
It's the same song.
Right. Starting or what?
Wait.
That smile on your face.
It's Party Next Door.
Makes it easy to trust you.
Nope.
This ain't it.
Nope. You gotta go to Break from Toronto, man. Get back.
The girl.
Just Break from Toronto right there. Just.
Yeah, that's what.
Got me up like they do in news stories. Shit.
That smile on.
Party Next Door, I don't fuck with him like that because he don't fuck with black women. That's
just how I mean, look, he like who he
really?
Like.
I mean, yeah, but he don't fuck with
I
black
went through
women.
My
he ain't even got
like
no.
Like I go to Facebook.
You still rock with Eve? You still bump your head to Eve, won't you?
Listen, I used to be like
Eve. Like you have one of her
it's
songs,
different when,
you
know? It's different when
is it? Is it really? Is it okay? Okay,
it's not different, and I don't really bust.
You fuck with Tina Turner?
You fuck with Janet?
Yeah,
you like Janet?
Get her fucking ass beat and raped and molested and all this dragged by fucking roots of a scalp to fucking. See,
they're
a black man's kids. She was the mother of his children. The wealth.
You do know.
The
you do
girth.
Know. You do understand that was just a movie, right?
Yeah, but she really got beat. That was really her.
What we're saying is, that's a double fucking standard. Okay.
What? That, you think I wasn't? You didn't see me just jamming to Party Next Door. I got her fucking songs in my phone.
Okay, that's fine. You said I don't fuck with him. Okay, him really black girl.
I mean,
you don't know what kind of experience he had.
It's entertainment, right?
You don't know what kind of experience he had. Maybe a black girl broke his heart. Okay, big booty.
So that means all black girls done.
That just means he found a white girl that didn't. I don't know.
Okay, white girls don't break hearts.
They do.
Just
this was where is it? Hold on.